Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The Stories of Mahabharata, retold by Sudipta Bhaumik. Welcome, dear friends, to another episode of The Stories of Mahabharata. In the last episode, we heard how Krishna tricked Jayadrath to come out of hiding and get killed by Arjun. Jayadrath's death struck a severe blow to Duryodhan's confidence. He had promised to protect his brother-in-law, but failed miserably. Duryodhan came to Drona and said, "Gurudev, I understand I am not the righteous kind of man whom you'd lend your support. I also understand that Arjun is your favorite student and you can't kill him. But instead of individuals, you should think about your loyalty to the throne that supported you and all your life. If you want, I can go and kill myself right now. But the throne is bigger than me or any other individual. Show some respect to the throne." Drona was tired of listening to Duryodhan's complaints. "Stop bickering, Duryodhan. You don't have to teach me about my responsibilities. You have seen for yourself, with Krishna's support, the Pandavas are invincible. You, along with six of the greatest Kaurava warriors, failed to protect Jayadrath. Still, you blame me. Let me tell you this. I won't take off my armor till I've finished the last of the Pandava warriors. That's what I can promise. And for that, today the battle will not stop even after sunset. It will continue as long as necessary. Now let me go and fight." Drona raised his bow and instructed his charioteer to take him to the middle of the battlefield. Karna overheard Duryodhan's conversation with Drona. He pulled his chariot near Duryodhan and said, "My friend, you should not blame Drona. The poor Brahmin is old and has lost his touch. He no longer possesses the vigor and skill that once made him a great warrior. Don't you worry. I alone will defeat the Pandavas and make you victorious." Kripacharya was passing by. He stopped and laughed at Karna. "If words could have won battles, then I'm sure you'd succeed in bringing victory to Duryodhan. In all your previous battles with the Pandavas, you lost miserably and had to run away to save yourself. Now stop boasting and go fight." Karna was furious. He yelled at Kripa, "How dare you insult me? Do you have any idea about my strength and prowess? I have in possession the deadly Shakti weapon of Indra. No mortal can escape it. I have been saving it, for I plan to use the weapon to kill Arjun, and when I hurl the weapon, not even Krishna can save him. So keep your mouth shut and watch me do my job. For if you utter one more word of insult, I'll cut off your tongue." Drona's son Ashwatthama heard this and couldn't control himself. He pulled out his sword and ran to Karna. "How dare you threaten my uncle, Kripacharya? Who do you think you are? Where were you when Arjun killed Jayadrath? Where was your so-called Shakti weapon? You are nothing but a fraud. You deserve to die." Aswatthama raised his sword to strike Karna. Duryodhan and Kripa jumped ahead to stop him. "Control yourself, Aswatthama," said Duryodhan. "My friend Karna had no ill intention. Please forgive him." Aswatthama was still angry. If Uncle Kripacharya forgives him, then only I can forgive." Kripa said, "Well, we are all on the same side. We shouldn't be fighting amongst ourselves. I forgive you, Karna, for your insolence. But remember, Arjun won't be so kind, and he will not tolerate your arrogance."
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We often experience terrible situations in life that leave us dumbfounded. Such experiences leave a deep scar in our minds, and we struggle day in and day out to escape from this awful internal stress. We keep them bottled up within us and keep suffering. We feel the urge to share with friends or family, but the fear of being judged keeps us from doing so, and we keep on suffering. In such situations, therapy can help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Professional therapist would never judge you and be always on your side. I strongly feel it is important to learn positive coping skills from someone who has no personal agenda. A good therapist empowers you to be your best and helps you deal with life much better. If you need help from a therapist, BetterHelp can help you find one who fits your needs. BetterHelp can make it easier to find the right support. It is the largest online therapy platform in the world. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime with no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Mahabharata today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Mahabharata.
Karna bowed to Kripa and then asked his charioteer to take him to the middle of the Pandava. There, he launched the most ferocious attack one could imagine. None of the Kauravas had such a devastating effect on the Kaurava soldiers in the battle so far. Thousands were killed, and Karna's bow seemed to be spitting out endless stream of deadly arrows. The sun went down on the western horizon, but no conch shells rang out to declare the end of the day's battle. The fighting continued, and in the darkness of the night, one could only hear the death cries of the soldiers, the sound of the racing chariots, the galloping of the horses, and the cries of the stampeding elephants. The generals on both sides asked the warriors to carry lamps and torches. Each elephant carried 7 torches, each chariot carried 10, each horse 2, and the infantrymen carried 1 torch each. The thousands of dancing torchlights gave the battlefield an eerie look that was never witnessed before. Unable to control Karna's onslaught, the Pandava army began to scatter and flee the battlefield. Yudhishthir knew if Karna isn't checked, tonight might be the last night of the war. He asked his charioteer to take him to Arjun. Yudhishthir's charioteer skillfully drove the chariot through the darkness and took him to Arjun. Yudhishthir stood up on his chariot and yelled, "Arjun, what are you doing here? Go, stop Karna! He's killing thousands of Pandava soldiers every instant. Our warriors and generals are fleeing the battlefield. You must kill Karna today." Arjun knew Yudhishthir was serious. He looked at Krishna and said, "Krishna, take me to Karna tonight. Either I will kill Karna or he'll kill me." Krishna looked at Yudhishthir and said, "Don't worry, Yudhishthir. We'll take care of Karna. You should go to your tent and take some rest." Krishna tugged the reins of his horses and the chariot slowly moved forward. Arjun was perplexed. "What are you doing, Krishna? Take me to Karna." Krishna stopped the chariot and said, "Listen to me carefully. Karna has with him a deadly weapon called Shakti. Lord Indra gave him this weapon. When struck, nobody can survive it. Karna has been keeping this weapon in his custody with the sole objective of using it against you. Till now, he has been waiting for the right moment to strike. After Jayadrath's fall, he is under tremendous pressure to do something, so I don't think it would be wise of you to face him now. I can't hide away from Karna just because he has this weapon," said Arjun. "You know very well that only I can stop Karna and defeat him. No other human being can kill him." "Right. No other human being can defeat Karna. But a Rakshas can," said Krishna. Arjun was baffled. Krishna elaborated, "Bhimsen's son, the giant Rakshas Ghatotkach, is an indomitable fighter. He has a wide array of weapons at his disposal and he possesses magical powers. He should be able to overpower Karna and defeat him. Let me summon him." As soon as Krishna thought of Ghatotkach, the giant Rakshas appeared before him. He bowed to Krishna and said,
"Please accept my regards, Krishna. Tell me, what can I do for you?"
Krishna smiled at him and said, "My dear Ghatotkach, I have heard that you have killed thousands of enemy soldiers and wreaked havoc amongst the Kauravas. Now, you have something greater to do. Karna is causing a lot of trouble to your uncles and your relatives. His arrows are killing thousands of Pandavas and our warriors and generals are fleeing the battlefield in hordes. You must use your powers to stop and destroy Karna. I know your powers amplify during the night, so this is the best time to exercise your strength and your magic." Arjun said, "I regard you as the greatest of the Pandava warriors, same as Bhimsen and Satyaki. I want you to engage with Karna tonight. Satyaki will cover you." Ghatotkach bowed to Krishna and Arjun and said,
"Thank you for your trust in me. Tonight, I'll fight a battle that nobody has seen before. I won't spare anybody. Victory will be ours."
Jumped on his chariot and drove to the direction of Karna. Karna wasn't prepared for this sudden attack from this huge and grotesque looking Rakshas, Ghatotkach. With eyes bloodshot, beard dyed yellow, and teeth sharp as steel swords, and a brass armor on his body, Ghatotkach rode a chariot driven by 100 horses. On top of the chariot mast
sat a hungry vulture who tore apart the flesh of but all the victims in seconds. Karna was startled for a moment, but then attacked Ghatotkach with full force. Ghatotkach used his magic to create thousands of ferocious-looking Rakshas soldiers who attacked Karna's army using spears, machetes, boulders, chains, and whatnot. Ghatotkach used all tricks to confuse Karna. Sometimes he'd disappear and then suddenly attack from behind. Sometimes he'd fly up high in the sky and attack from above, and the next instant emerge from the ground below and hurl a spear at Karna. Karna wasn't fooled though. He riddled Ghatotkach with arrows, and soon the Rakshas looked like a porcupine. Suddenly, Ghatotkach split himself into several wild animals like lions, tigers, and snakes and pounced upon Karna. Karna killed them all. But Ghatotkach was indomitable. Alayudh, another Rakshas from the Kaurava side, attacked Ghatotkach. Ghatotkach severed his head and threw it at Duryodhan. Ghatotkach's illusory Rakshas army began to kill thousands of Kaurava soldiers, and Karna was finding it difficult to keep up with these never-ending tricks. Karna knew at this rate, Ghatotkach alone can annihilate the entire Kaurava army. Duryodhan came running to Karna and said, "What are you doing, Karna? Kill Ghatotkach immediately, else we are doomed." I'm trying my best," said Karna as he shot another volley of weapons at Ghatotkach. "It seems he's indestructible. Use your Shakti weapon on Ghatotkach," said Duryodhan. "That weapon will kill him for sure, isn't it?" "Yes, but I've kept the weapon for Arjun. It can be used only once." Karna was hesitant. Duryodhan was impatient. "Forget Arjun. If we can't kill Ghatotkach now, the war will end tonight. Don't hesitate. Use the weapon and kill Ghatotkach now." Karna knew Duryodhan was right. Ghatotkach must be eliminated to keep alive any hopes for Kaurava victory. He pulled out the deadly Shakti weapon, aimed it at Ghatotkach, uttered a mantra and hurled it. The weapon shot ahead with a loud roar, with fire streaming from its tip. And before one could blink an eye, it struck Ghatotkach's chest and exploded with a loud bang. Ghatotkach stumbled at the impact of the weapon. He knew instantly that his final moment has come. I must cause maximum damage to the Kauravas, even with my death. Using his magical powers, he began to expand himself and soon became as huge as a mountain. And then, as he died, his body crashed to the ground on top of the Kaurava soldiers, killing thousands by crushing them to their death. The Kauravas who survived rejoiced at the death of Ghatotkach. They praised Karna for his gallantry and prowess in destroying the Rakshas, while the Pandavas felt depressed at the death of Bhim's son. Krishna, however, didn't seem to be sorry at all. When the news of Ghatotkach's demise reached him, he jumped in joy and hugged Arjun. Arjun was surprised, to say the least. He asked Krishna, "What are you doing?" "Bhimsen's son, my nephew, Ghatotkach, has been killed. And you are dancing in joy?" Krishna laughed and said, "Yes, yes, I am happy, indeed very happy for you. Karna has spent his Shakti weapon on Ghatotkach, the weapon that he intended to use on you. That is why I sent Ghatotkach to fight Karna, to save you. Now, you should be able to kill Karna without any fear." Arjun was stunned to hear this. "How could you be so cruel, Krishna?" Krishna smiled and said, "I have done this only for you, for it is through you I want to get rid of evil and build a righteous world. For you, I have killed Jarasandha, I have killed Shishupal and Ekalavya,
If they weren't dead, they would have joined Duryodhan and caused your defeat. For you, I caused the deaths of villains like Hirimba, Buck, Kirmir, and now Ghatotkach. It's good that Karna killed Ghatotkach and gave him a glorious death. If not, one of these days, I might have to kill him. You would have killed Ghatotkach? Arjun was shocked to hear this. Ghatotkach is your nephew, Bhimsen's son, and he has treated you and your family with respect. But I know. He was a Brahmin hater and a ferocious creature who has plundered many hermitages and yagnas, tortured the sages and the hermits, and killed many innocent humans. I've been hearing complaints about him a lot and didn't take any harsh action only because of you. Now, he has died a proper warrior's death and will be respected forever. So stop lamenting and get ready to fight again. Krishna tugged the reins of his horses and the chariot began to roll. With a heavy heart, Arjun picked up his Gandiva and prepared to fight the enemy once again.
The Stories of Mahabharata is written, directed and told by Sudipta Bhaumik. Audio engineering, original music and sound design by Avi Ziv. Find us online at facebook.com/Mahabharata Podcast. Join the group for updates and news. Subscribe to the podcast using iTunes or any other podcast catcher. On Twitter, we are at Mahabharat Audio.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
And now for some late-breaking news. The podcast is also available as a book, Dwapar Katha, The Stories of Mahabharata, published by HarperCollins, India.